Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Riperile Africa Zonga, a very warm welcome. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM, your Tuesday edition. The name is Thompson Mashaken. We shall be together from now until the hour 8 o'clock. Thank you so much for taking time to join us just to hear indeed from the Lord God Almighty. Spectrum is back tomorrow morning on your radio with Johan Els. A big thank you indeed for a fantastic show that he had with you. Well, Bakahina, the SMS line is 37871. That is the SMS line, 37871. 37871. The telegram or the WhatsApp line is 082657-2729. Well, as always, as the family of Radio Pulpit, we allow you time to talk to us and reflect, Watiba, on the subject that would be discussed, you know, together with Zoom. So today we are looking at this fantastic topic, hoping that you will be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God, the one who died and rose again, Mashakayamina, we have victory. Victory in the blood. Victory in the blood of Jesus, like I said. Victory in the word. Victory in whatever that we do. The servant of the Lord would be looking at the book of Revelation, chapter number 1, from verse 1 to verse number 20. And we will look at this man called Jesus. Because Ebakaina, he is faithful, he is kind, he is the Prince of Peace, he is the Lord of Lords. My guest is Professor Elijah Baloyi. Let me just welcome him into the studio. Mfundisi, a very, very warm welcome. Greetings to you all in the name of Jesus.
Greetings, Mr. Mashakeni. Greetings all our listeners outside there. And I'm privileged. I'm so happy to be with you tonight here so that we can share under the topic that has already been introduced to you. And I'm hopeful that what we are going to discuss will benefit our lives and the lives of those around us. They will get something good out of what the name of Jesus Christ is having. Because living without a name that you can use against all the odds to achieve whatever you want, it's like you are living like a lost sheep. There must be a name which you trust. When you use this name, your enemies will be scattered. They will be irritated. They will get away from you.
My family, it's 11 minutes past 6 o'clock on Tuesday Live. Professor, allow me to read the word. I will read from verse number 1 to verse number 12. Okay. Let me read. Thank you. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he signified or sent it and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Number 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And he has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Number 7. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. Number 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Number 9. I, John, both your brother and your companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Number 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to the Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Number 12, which is the last one. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Let's welcome Fundis Makubele as well. Good evening to you, my brother.
Good evening, men of God. Good evening, Prof. Baloyi.
Good evening.
And good evening to our listeners. I'm glad to be here, men of God. As always, it's a pleasure. And I'm looking forward to this live conversation with our listeners. And I'm looking forward to the blessings, to partake in the blessings of God tonight. What a night that we're going to have tonight.
Already the presence of the Lord is here, Pastor Baloyi and Pastor Makwel. I can sense too much power.
Yes.
I can just sense too much power. And I believe as
a lot of energy.
Yes, as you are coming from the Easter Sunday, we celebrated Bafundis Mamina, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Makalei ingayihlayela nilava ku niminika nkarhi wa ku ihlamuseta mihlamuseta muyingiseri xana ku hlula loko hi vulavulaka hi kona loko hi ku kumaka eka Yesu loko hi ku kumaka ntsena eka Yesu hi nga endlisa ku yini loko ku nga ri yena ntsena loyi a hi nikaka vutomi na. Let me just welcome you. Bafundisi se ba fikile.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200. 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Re tsimbra kahle a hi ku amukela. Namuntlha hi lava ku vulavula hi hlokomhaka leyi nge, in the name of Jesus, we are victorious And we have read the book of Revelation, chapter number 1, from verse 1 to 12. My two guests are here in the studio, Professor Baloyi and Pastor Sylvester Makobele. Mfundisi Baloyi, where do we start, servant of the Lord?
Thank you so much, Tatan Mashakin. Thank you, my dear brother next to me here, Pastor Sylvester Makubele. Allow me today to start with a question. But I don't need anyone to answer this question. But people can answer themselves wherever they are, or else they will answer me the day we'll meet, if ever we'll meet. The question is, who is it that you trust so much that when you tell your problems, you believe they'll be solved? Who is that person that when you tell, that you think, when I tell this person my problems, my challenges, tomorrow when I wake up, things will change? Here we are addressing a very sensitive question of someone to tell our, to cast our burdens to, someone to use his name. I grew up in a village where those who had brothers, they will always want to bully you, and when you fight with them or you beat them, they will say, "We'll tell our brothers," because they trusted their brothers will always overcome you. Here we are talking about the name of Jesus. Some names of people are known for whatever good or bad reasons they are. But yet tonight is the name of Jesus that we are to talk about, with its power and the power that is behind it. How much can it do for our lives? Not only externally, because when I report you to my brother, he will come and beat you physically, but spiritually he will not touch you. Here we are talking about someone who can touch you internally. And there are things that someone must do so that his or her name can be recognized above the names. There are many things that are done. Likewise, when we would like to come back to the word of God, before we come to the word, to the name of Jesus, those praises that we make to people, sometimes it's because they have done something in a different level of life. Maybe they bailed me out, they paid for my school fees. Now I see them as my heroes. But the question still remains, it emanates from the very first question. Can those people be compared with the name of Jesus? Can those names of those people be compared with the name of the living Jesus? What has he done to attain this powerful name, which is powerful than ever, which never loses power, which is powerful on everything, which is powerful to defeat every kind of an attack?
I hear you.
We are talking about a name that cannot be compared, an incomparable name here that we're talking about tonight.
I'm glad. And the analogy you draw, that you grew up in a village, those who had big brothers, you know, when you tease them or you beat them, they will say, "I'm going to tell my brother." And his brother will come physically so and beat you, you know. However, you are saying this name that we are talking about, which is the name of Jesus, is more powerful than our big brothers. It does not actually touch you only the physical, but it touches also the spiritual. And you are saying as well, this is the only name that we can cast our burdens, we can cast our fears, we can cast our anxieties. Let me bring in Mfundisi Makubele as well.
Thank you, Tatana Mashakeni. Thank you, Tatana Prof. Baloyi. What is it in the name of Jesus? In every community or countries, there will be names that are outstanding. It might be the names of the presidents. It might be the names of the kings of Africa. It might be the names of kings and presidents all over the world. And now when I talk of names, I know that names of the notable, remarkable people come into your mind. But all those names that could be of kings that lived before us, or could be people that people also appreciate them as their ancestors, and all those names, we are told by the Bible that they cannot be compared to the name of Jesus. I remember someone was making a joke, but it was a nice joke or something that happened. He went to a country that they did not know about God. And when he was there, you know, as Christians, sometimes when we are overwhelmed, we will say, "Oh, Jesus." And or we'll say, "Hallelujah, Amen." But this guy, he had the tendency of when he's overwhelmed or excited, he will say, "Oh, Jesus." And in that country, in the street where he exclaimed the name of Jesus, there was a person who read about Jesus. And he had never seen Jesus. And when that guy exclaimed and said, "Oh, Jesus," this guy said, "Oh, my answer is here. This is Jesus." And he called him and said, "Are you Jesus? I've been reading about you all over." And he said, "No, no, no. There is a name. There's Jesus who is King of Kings. There is the name of Jesus that is above every name." And in the book of Revelations, where we have read, we see John confirming about the power of Jesus, the power of the name of Jesus. This conversation is about reverencing. It's about proclaiming. It's about giving reverence and worship to Jesus. It's an acknowledgement of the power of the name of Jesus. We acknowledge the name of Jesus. You know, the other time, I happened to pray for someone who was sick. And it came to me that, but every sickness have a name or has a name. I said, so I called all those names. I thought of all those names that could be the sickness to this man. But I came to a conclusion that whatever sickness it is in this man, it has a name. And now I was so courageous to pray for this man, because I'm carrying the name that is above every sickness that might be bothering this man. So I am comfortable to be associated with this name of Jesus Christ.
Uri muimbeleri wa Xitsonga, aleluya nkateko, Yesu une matimba. Yena muhluri balala banga pfuka Yesu uta bahlula yena muhluri. I bring in the servant of the Lord as well, Professor Baloyi. Let's talk about fundis.
Thank you. Look, I'm happy that you, Pastor Sylvester, you came out with this kind of a good introduction. Mm-hmm. Let us be reminded, firstly, that the book of Revelation is the book of visions. The man who wrote this book was called John, and he saw the visions of God when he was in the island of Patmos. And this is the time when it was after when the killers who were killing all the apostles and the Christian church failed to kill him. You remember he was put in a big drum of oil, boiling oil, and then he bent all his eyes. Now he was blind, but God was making use of him in the island of Patmos to conclude these visions in writing. He was compiling everything, and these are the visions. And now, this first part, this first chapter, he is showing us
how he depicted Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm happy that Pastor Sylvester already touched on many things in that area. He is now giving us the different ways in how we can call the name of Jesus. He's giving us different ways. I can just give a few examples. Let's go, for instance, to verse number... I just want to take an example. Verse number 8.
Let me read it for you, Prof.
Yes.
It says here, my family, in the book of Revelation, chapter number 1, verse number 8, it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.
Oh, already we have three names in one verse of the very same Jesus Christ we're talking about. He's Alpha and Omega. He is also Almighty. So already this is referring to Jesus Christ that we're going to speak about today. It's referring to his name, and these are the names from which we draw power. We were speaking about the names, prominent names that we know of in the world.
What Mfundisi said in his introduction.
Yes.
That sometimes those big names, we proclaim them and we praise them.
And sometimes we fail even to ask, what did these names do to achieve
absolutely,
this kind
absolutely.
Of an honor and or this kind of a respect and dignity?
And I believe that the name of Jesus Christ, it's above all the names that one could ever imagine.
And we will
according to the Bible.
Thank you so much. And we will talk to how did it come to be known?
Uh-huh.
How did it come to be so prominent
right.
amongst these other names? Because these other names that we're talking about,
right.
they're the names like I said, some of them we never even questioned. Why did they become known? Why did they become prominent? But this one of Jesus, we'll get it as we go through.
I want you to dwell on verse number 8. We see him as the Alpha and Omega. We see him, Mfundisi, as the beginning and the end. We see him as the Lord who is, who was. We see him as the Almighty God. These are the names of Jesus Christ.
Definitely.
Talk to me, Mfundisi.
Look, is the opener and the closer. So the beginning of life and the end of life.
Mm.
Perhaps this must talk to what I want to say.
Say
when I say, there are people who only know Jesus Christ from the New Testament. And there are people who do not know that Jesus Christ was in existence even before the creation of the earth.
I hear you completely.
This one tells you, when he says it's Alpha and Omega, before the world began, Jesus Christ was there.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Word.
Amen.
And the Word was Jesus.
Amen
and
for that.
That's why, that's how God created, God the Father created everything. He created everything in his name. Perhaps let us just go to another verse, which
please.
I want, so that I can give entertainment
for
another
sure.
chance. There's another verse which I want us to go and read. From, Colossians verse chapter 1 verse number 16.
Colossians chapter 1 verse number 16. My family, I am in conversation with Professor Elijah Baloyi and Pastor Sylvester Makubele. We are looking at this name, the name of Jesus Christ, and we have read, of course, the book of Revelation, chapter number 1. We are still going to dwell on it. You said Colossians.
Colossians chapter 1, verse number 16.
Colossians chapter 1, my family, and I'm reading verse number 16, you said. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
Listen, there is by, there is through, there is in him. The Bible is saying everything that we see and even those things that we cannot see have been created by him, through him. So this just tells you, when God said, let there be light, let there be trees, let there be mountains, this was Jesus Christ in existence already. So, when a person had been in existence before those times, up until today, This person cannot be comparable with any person who lived and died.
I love that point. I love that point.
Yeah.
Because he cannot be compared
yeah.
with other names or other gods. My brother.
When I talk about my own grandparents.
Right.
They lived and died, but only now. You can even trace their years, maybe about 40 years or 30 years ago. But Jesus Christ was there before the creation of the heavens and the earth.
I love that. He was there before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Powerful statement.
Yes, let's go this. Also to verse number, John 1, verse number 3. John 1, verse number 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse number 3.
Just hold that. Oh, Professor, open that verse. Open that verse. Mfundisi, you said that you prayed for someone one day. And you came to the conclusion that all these sicknesses has got names. Probably yes. What you did, you called the name of Jesus over this particular person. And where we have read in the book of Colossians, it says the visible and the invisible, the thrones, the dominions, the principalities, were created by this man called Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Mfundisi.
Yes,
I'm just giving you time.
Sorry. Yes, man of God. And the name of Jesus is above every name. But I like what a man of God, Ralph, put it. He put it in verses on the names of Jesus Christ. He says, and this is what it is in the Bible, that in the First John chapter number 2, verse 1, he calls, Jesus is called an advocate. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 8, as the prof read or talked about, he's the Almighty. He's Alpha and Omega. Hebrews chapter number 3, verse 1, apostle of our profession. First John 2, verse 2, attending sacrifice of our sins. Acts chapter number 3, verse 15. He's the author of life, author and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Author of salvation. Hebrews 2, verse 10. Beginning and the end. Revelation chapter number 22, verse 13.
I love that, Mfundisi. These are the names. And I want you I'll take you back to what you have read. There was a poem that was read some years ago. It would say Jesus in every book of the Bible. A person will say, in the book of Revelation, Jesus is so and so. In the book of Exodus, Jesus is so and so. That confirms what Tatana Baloi said, that he was there in the beginning. But Professor, I would love you to read that book of John that you said you would love to read as well.
Yeah, it's John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse number 3, which says, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Wola bula mfundisi.
Listen,
the Bible
is saying everything that we see that was created, it was by him. And had it not been by Jesus, there would be nothing. I wouldn't be there. You wouldn't be there yourself. Everything that we are priding ourselves with wouldn't be there. So, meaning Jesus Christ preceded, he was in existence before the world began.
Amen.
He was there before the creation was confirmed by God.
Mm-hmm.
So, meaning, look, it's the first point to say, Jesus Christ, it's incomparable. His name is incomparable.
Wow.
And maybe the other thing, let's come to the original name. Jesus, it's a Greek name. And this name, Jesus, simply means Savior.
Amen.
And you can go from Cape to Cairo, from the east to the west, from the north to the south. We don't have a Savior as yet, except Jesus alone. There is no other Savior who can save our lives. And when we talk about salvation, we are speaking about internal salvation. Not someone who will come and beat Ntate Makubele because he's fighting with me and then we get rid of them. Someone who will save my life internally. Even the internal damnation is going to take me through to back to God when my time comes.
I love that because, Prof, we were supposed to be condemned. And he came and he rescued us from sin. That's why I concur with what you read in the book of John. In him was life. Meaning that we are where we are because of him, because he gave us this life. Mfundisi Makubele, there are a number of names that you actually mentioned, and you mentioned the guy called Ralph. I would love you to take us back a little bit. Those names are very critical.
Yes, men of God, and these names are just like the poem that somebody, when we were growing up, they used to make poems about the names of Jesus.
Sure.
But this one also put up scriptures together, of which they...
May take us through three of them. Let's hear and the verses as well, very slowly as well, my brother.
This man is saying that he's the bread of life, taken from John chapter number 6, verse 35.
He is the bread of life.
He's the bridegroom. Matthew 9, verse 15. Chief of cornerstone, Ephesians 2, verse 20.
Chief what? I love that one.
Chief cornerstone.
Chief cornerstone. Whatever loko ina haakula, aba saya baku ribze leri nga sorwa, iba aki. Ruhunsukile ribze leri kulukumbara ilta. The chief cornerstone. I love that.
And maybe we can read the chief cornerstone, man of God.
Please. Read it for
Ephesians
us.
Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 20.
Ephesians chapter number 2, Mingiseri, verse number 20. You said, Mfundisi Makubele.
Yeah, yes.
Let me
you can read, man of God.
All right.
Yes.
Let me read. Ephesians chapter number
2, verse 20,
Mingiseri. Yiri. Having been built in the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
He's
the chief cornerstone. It's just like an example that he gave about the illustration that he gave about, parable that he gave about building your house in the good foundation.
I remember that.
The Bible calls him foolish man.
And the wise man.
And a wise man.
Right.
The foolish man built on the sand. And
the wise man
built on the rock.
I love that.
The wind, the logoshita. The one who built on the sand, it will vanish. That
you
built.
But
then the one who built on the rock,
right?
Whatever comes, the storms of life, it will never be shaken. So Jesus is like, when we are saved, it's like building our life on a cornerstone. Who is Jesus Christ? That whether storms come,
I love it.
We are still standing. You know, there was a storm when he was on the boat.
Right.
And the people there, his disciples were crying. When there was a storm, and because he's the cornerstone, he woke up from that boat and stopped the storm.
He
is great.
No, we are dwelling in the word. Mfundisi, Professor Baloyi, he is the chief cornerstone. Iribze leringa sorwa iba aki. And you described it very well before. You said, Jesu subulakur muponisi, the Savior. That's why the Bible says, wherefore God has highly exalted him, the Lord Jesus, and given him a name which is above every other name. Continue to elaborate some of the things that we need to know about this man, Professor Baloyi.
When we talk, I want to add a bit on what Pastor was saying here.
Brilliant, my brother.
When we talk about a cornerstone.
Mm.
In those ancient times, when they built a house, there will be one stone that will be put at the biggest corner, the corner of the house. And that's where the foundation should start. And that was the place where the whole house will be thought to be strong in. If they fail to make sure that that corner has got a big rock which they should put on the ground, then the house was not going to be strong. They never believed it would be strong. And just like another preacher said, you don't build a house on a sand, but you build it on a rock. And that's where the name Peter is coming from, because Peter in Greek is Petra, meaning a rock. A rock, when Peter confessed, saying, "You are the Lord," then Jesus said, "On this rock," because this is a confession, "I will build my church." Because this is a solid confession. This confession that you are making, that "I am the Lord." After he asked, "What do people say I am?" Then Peter said, "You are." You remember Peter, Simon Peter was the first to raise a hand. Even if he had a wrong answer to Jesus, he will always be the first to raise a hand. So he raised the hand and he said, no. "You are Christ, you are Christ Jesus. You are the Savior. Where else can we go without you?" And then Jesus said, on that confession, "I will build my church." Because that is rock. You know, when you want to build a church, a confession is very, very serious. I don't mean, when I speak about a confession, I'm speaking about things that we believe. Jesus Christ being the foundation. And here we are talking about someone being put at the corner, as a cornerstone of the house, where the whole foundation is starting from. Meaning, there is no house without a cornerstone. Meaning, there is no life without Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the foundation of all the life. Because you will remember that God in the old time, in the Old Testament times, he tried many times to use prophets, to use judges, to use different people to save our lives. Goats and sheep were killed and they were burnt in the temple. But in the end, those things did not work until Jesus Christ's blood was shed on mm-hmm. the cross of the Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
That is when now we have perfect salvation.
I love that.
In the blood of Jesus, that is where we have got all the power to overcome.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we are victorious. That's what we're talking about. If you just join us, and we have read the book of Revelation chapter number 1. And that is our text for today. And other scriptures. It's amazing. Look at verse number 5 of Revelation. It says, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us." That's why Bible reads, "Shikwembu shirandile misava swongasi." Shikoshinika mwana wa Shona loyi anga tswariwa ari swakwe leswaku unwana ni unwana loyi a pfumelaka ka yena anga tshuki a loba kambe a va ni vutomi lebyi nga heriki. He loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood. Twana verse number 6. Lava leswaku mi languta vafundisi. "And the Lord Jesus has made us today kings, priests to his God and the Father, and to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Let me give it to you, Mfundisi Makube.
Yes, man of God, he is. And what you read, it goes very, very well with Psalms chapter number 8. It talks about God having an authority. It's David who was asking himself questions. And in verse number 3 of chapter number 8, it says, "When I look at your skies that your fingers made, I see the moon, I see the stars, you gave them all places. Then I ask myself, why do you remember man and woman? What makes you visit them? You made their place, you made their place a little below God, or a little lower than the angels. You made them feel like kings, as kings." But I like verse number 6. It says, "You made them to rule everything that your hands made. You put everything under their feet." So I think it goes along with the name of Jesus that we are talking about now, that God has given him all authority. all authorities is on him. So as we believe in his name, we are in good hands. The Lord has made Jesus' name as the big name. So we thank God because through Jesus' name we can be redeemed. Through Jesus' name we can be saved. Prof talk about salvation, of which you cannot get it anywhere, because Jesus, he is our Savior. So when we talk of salvation, we talk about Jesus. We don't talk about any name, as we talk in the beginning, that there are remarkable names in this world. But with those remarkable names, we see Jesus' name as uncomparable. It cannot be compared to any of those names, because the name of Jesus is big. And when Prof was talking about when Peter was giving wrong answers, because people, when Jesus was asking, who do you, you know, he asked, who do people say I am? And they started answering, you are a living bakery. People say you are a living bakery. When they don't have bread, you bring bread. And he changed the question to say, who do you say I am? And they started answering questions. But Jesus was a good teacher. Even when you are wrong, he doesn't say you're wrong. He just said, next. And until it was revealed to Peter to say that you are not a living bakery. You are not this and that, but you are the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah. So that is the Jesus that we are talking about. That is the name of the Jesus that we are talking about. And in where we have been talking, men of God, about the names of Jesus, him being a cornerstone. In 1 John chapter number 2, verse 22, the Bible says he's Christ. In Romans chapter number 11, verse 26,
right,
he is a deliverer.
Amen for that. I love that. But we see the conversation between the Lord Jesus in the island of Patmos and Osiyesu ubulabula na John. And John uri... When he started speaking to me, I fell down, you know. But I would love to give Professor Baloyi,
thank you,
as well, just to say something before we go to the next. We are discussing here, Bafwetu.
Yes.
Mm.
Look, Tate Mashakin and Pastor Mas Makubele, there is no general that becomes a general without scars.
Mm.
One pastor was teaching me, and I listened very carefully. He said, the general is not seen by his stars, the stars that he has, but it's seen by the scars that he has in the face. Now, this brings me to ask the question, what did Jesus Christ do in order for his name to be above all the names?
I love that. That's a good question. Fantastic question.
What did he do?
Amen for that. Amen for that.
You mentioned we have got prominent names. They will tell you, I did this. Maybe I was in exile. I was in Robben Island. They will tell us all those stories. But with Jesus Christ, what did he exactly do for his name to deserve the position in which it is today?
Servant of the Lord, I want you to zero in on that. Tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us.
I have got about three, if not four things.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Number one, I already mentioned that everything was created in his name. We read from Colossians chapter 1, verse number 16, and John 1, verse 3. Number two, because of the sacrificial, perfect life that Jesus Christ lived, let me elaborate a bit. The whole world, even from times of Moses, long time ago, we did not have and we do not have someone who lived a perfect life like Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen for that.
When I speak
Amen
about
for
perfect
that.
Life, I think about someone who was so focused and never lost hope. And he never lose focus.
Even love
the time,
that.
Even the time they were
Even the time they were doing all the bad things in his body,
right,
he continued serving the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Even
hallelujah.
When it was time to go to the cross, he allowed the cross. Had it been me, had it been you, I would have said, no, cross must stop there. I'm still having children to take care of. I have a family. But Jesus Christ said, let your will be done. Even when things were bad.
Man of God.
So this man, he deserved. And let me just come with another
Please.
Number three. Yes. Jesus Christ is the only person who died for the sins of people. The other people died, but not for our sins.
There are a lot of people
who died and they were crucified and everything happened, but not for our sins. The Bible says he was crucified with two people, one on the left, one on the right. Those two people did not die for us. They were dying for their own sins.
Amen.
Only Jesus was dying for our sins. Therefore, this is the way in which we should say the name Jesus Christ cannot be compared to any other name. It is the name of all the names. No one can be saved except in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, the resurrection story. We were talking about it just last Sunday. Previous Sunday, I think 2 days ago. When Jesus Christ raised from the dead. Let me tell you, that was a victory that has no one has ever had in life. The Bible says where we read, he was the firstborn of those who are raised.
I love that.
No one
I
else,
love that in
no
the book of Revelation.
Was raised before him. Meaning Jesus Christ on his own. You know, he is God. I will come to that as the last point. He is God who was raised from the dead. And no one else was raised. And that is why those people... If the time will allow us, I will tell you what it means when people went to the grave and they saw Jesus Christ as clothes were pegged on the other side.
Hold it there.
And then no one was there to answer.
Interestingly, from what you said, my brother,
yes.
You said he is the only God who was raised from the dead.
No one else was.
And basically,
raised.
We were celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you know, on Sunday. And that coincides very well with what we are talking about. It is exactly 7 o'clock, my family. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za, 012-334-1322. The name of Jesus is the topic that we are handling. And the SMS line is 37871. 37871. You start your SMS with the word life. On WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. We beg. And the professor said he is the only God who was raised from the dead. Colin Maluleke. Uri. Glory.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.